Please stand with us as we sing How Great Our Joy.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Peace, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Stars in the bright sky.
Our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of Davis, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
"This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
This is a great story that I'm going to read to the children and to all of us called What God Wants for Christmas. It's a children's story, and so it has a little rhyme to it. I think you'll like it a lot. And the children are going to stand up and place some boxes over by the manger as the story is read. Hey, before we get started with the story, could you help me, if you were part of the praise time in song, how did you do Jesus? What was the sign for Jesus? Okay, great. How did you do holy? You remember holy? Okay. Something way beyond us that God shares. That's great. Now, how did you do glory? Let's do that one. Was it, you didn't do glory? Or at a door? What was it? A door is, okay. That was great. Can you kind of remind me of that at the end of the story? Because I got to tell the adults some good news also today. But listen to this story, adults and young people. What God wants for Christmas, it's to you a surprise. In box number 7, it is disguised. But no peeking, be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. The story starts off with Gabriel. In the beginning, God started to plan to bring about Christmas, and it would be grand. For I stand in his presence. I'm Gabriel, and God wants you to hear the story I tell. For my words will offer his great gift to you, and you'll know what he wants when the story is through. Here's the next person in the Bible. This story began when Isaiah did tell that a virgin would give birth to Emmanuel. And that name is special. It means God with us. And one day in this child, many would trust. What God wants for Christmas, it's to you a surprise. In box number 7, it is disguised. But no peeking, be patient. For this you must wait. It's what you offer him, and it's really great. Here's the next part of the story. Sweet Mary now knew that she'd be Jesus' mother, but moms need some help. She needed another, and Jesus would soon need a here-on-earth dad. God knew all that. Here's the plan that he had. Joseph, take Mary. She'll be a good wife. This marriage is still God's plan for your life. God's Spirit has given her a baby within. His name will be Jesus. He'll save you from sin. After a while, there came a decree, "Go back where you came from originally." So this couple set out to Bethlehem town. And when they arrived, they looked all around, but the inns were too full. No room for two guests, and Mary was tired. She needed some rest. "All the rooms are taken," the innkeeper said, but then an idea popped in his head. "My stable's not much, but there you can stay. I'll give you this manger." a feed trough with hay. Later on, there in the quiet of night, to Joseph and Mary, excited delight, she gave birth to God's son. It was not a surprise. God said it would happen, and he never lies. God gave the first gift that first Christmas day. He gave us the Christ, the babe in the hay. And that is not all. God wants something grand, an offering to him, the part of his plan. During the night, while all was quite still, shepherds were sheep watching out on a hill. A Savior is born, boomed a rushing wind voice. I herald Messiah. It's time to rejoice. Now what stood before them? An angel in white with eyes full of fire and stature of might. Go to Bethlehem now. In a stable you'll find a babe in a manger. This is your sign. Okay, box number five. Shepherds, a lot of those came to see Jesus. Now way in the east lived some men who were wise. They saw a new star when they looked at the skies. This must be the star written here in our book. It tells of a king. Let's go take a look. So they followed this star till it finally rested where Mary, the mother of Jesus, were nested. When they stepped inside, they all fell to the floor to worship the king. But then there was more. These men gave him frankincense, myrrh, and fine gold to honor the one the new star had foretold. This is number six. The wise men, they were almost the last ones to get there. They still got there. And here's the last part of the story. This is where you and I come in, and all the adults who are here today. What God wants for Christmas. Now here's the surprise in box number seven where it's been disguised. Peek in the box. For so long you have waited. What God wants is you, the one he created. Me, you ask, why is this so? I cannot wrap me and put on a bow. No, you cannot, but what you can give are the choices you make in the life that you live. God wants you to know him and love him within, and this is called worship, an offering to him. Pray now and offer your life and your heart. Say, Jesus, I need you. I'd like a new start. Forgive me today for the sins I've committed, so one day in heaven I will be permitted. When you pray this decision, the heavens rejoice that you have made worship of God your life's choice. God wants you to know him, so choose every day to love God and thank God and give him your praise. Now here's a mirror. We give him ourselves, and that's some little ones up on the screen there. We'd like the children to give their life to Christ and for us to do that also. Box number seven. I'm going to talk to the children and to the adults here for just a couple of minutes. You know, the story of Christmas is so life-changing that all the things that God did for us through Jesus, he really wants us to respond to him in a manner of trust and faith and receiving Christ just like Mary and Joseph received baby Jesus into their lives. You know, we start off in this life apart from God, and we have a sin problem that keeps him away from us. And he wants to do everything possible so that that sin problem would not stop us from knowing him or from going to heaven. And what he did for us, God the Son, who had existed from all eternity past, as far back as you can think and then some more, God the Son would come into the world, be born in a manger, okay, as a little baby. He would grow up and teach us, show us how to live a perfect life. Then he would give his life on the cross for us so that the sin problem that you and I have could be taken away and we could be forgiven people. You know, the Bible says that without Jesus, there is no Savior. Without Jesus, we don't have a Lord. We don't have direction in our lives. And without Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sin or no heaven. But with Christ, and it's really true for the children and for all of us, we have The gift of heaven is a free gift. You and I don't earn or deserve that wonderful relationship. It's given to us as a gift. We have the forgiveness of sins that helps us be forgiving people. We have a Lord in our lives that gives us direction and hope. And we have a friend all the time, Jesus our Lord. And I wanted to give everybody a chance to pray to receive Jesus on this Christmas time. You know, I know people who have prayed to receive Jesus at Easter because they know Jesus rose from the dead. And people, too, around Christmas, they say, I want Christ to be my Savior. And with His help, I want to follow Him. For you parents out there, before we pray, I think of my own family. What can I give them as a husband and a father? You know, the best husband I can be for my wife Regina is to have Christ first in my life. That's when I'm the best husband I can be. What can I be as a father for my two sons? How can I be a good father for them? By having Christ in my life and keeping Him first. That's when I'm the best dad for them. And so I thank the Lord what He can do for my family and for parents. Wouldn't you like to give the example of Christ in your life to your children or to your grandchildren or nieces and nephews who are all here today? Please do that with your life. They watch you, and they'll learn how to follow Christ through you. And God will help us do that. Let's pray. And if anybody never received Christ, pray and do that now. The Holy Spirit will lead you to do that and help you follow Him. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank You for coming to be our Savior, to be born in a manger, to teach, to give Your life on the cross, and to rise from the dead. Lord, I pray that if anybody has not received You, they would say, Lord, I turn to You. Be my Lord and Savior. I turn from sin. Thank You for dying on the cross in my place. Please lead me as Lord of my life and be my Savior today. And that might there be great rejoicing, Lord, in heaven, because hearts are saying amen to the Christmas message. Bless these children as they get ready to go and be with their families, and the adults here. Thank You for their great presentation and wonderful hearts today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think next, there's a special music with the children again. You guys go back. Thank you. acknowledgement to Carol Sarber also. She works with the little ones all the way through adults with Christian education and leads in that area in an excellent way. Just loves the children and loves the adults. She's very conscientious and loving and kind, easy to work with. And as you imagine, working with all the teachers and young ones has a lot to keep organized and going in the right direction. So, Carol, Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Pastor, very much. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
And Chris and April and Shelley, great job. Kids, you were, I thought you'd do this, and you really did that. That was really great. Thank you so much.
Go tell it on the mountain.